Strategic Commission. The Book of Redemption. Oh, tells the story. Moshe Rabbeinu was shepherd for Yitro. And he came to Har Sinai and saw a bush burning. A bush, Torah tells us, and Moshe said, let me go closer, Asurana, let me see what's going on. He says, Vayera Hashem kisar lirot. Torah said, Hashem saw. Hashem, most of the times in the Torah, being spelled the Yud and the Hei, Vav and the Hei. It's Hashem's name. This is really the name of mercy. Nevertheless, the Torah immediately says, "Vayikra Elokim leMoshe mitoch hasneh." All of a sudden, it's not Hashem anymore. Hashem saw that Moshe comes closer, but Hashem uses another name of His. It's called Elokim. Elohim, the Gemara tells us, is a very, very scary name, if I may say. Scary name. It's called Midat HaGvura, it's called the Hashem when He wants to punish. Usually, when very strict. It says Elohim. Number 86. It's known you have to be very careful for number 86. Don't buy a building, number 86. Don't have 86 on your license plate. It's a dangerous name. Why is Hashem using that word? Elohim, that concept. Hashem said, I see Moshe Rabbeinu comes closer, or whatever it means, Asur HaNavere, so it's the name of mercy. Hashem is going to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu with a lot of mercy right now. When the statement is going to come, Hashem is going to tell him, I saw, see how much Am Yisrael suffered in Egypt, and I decided that I'm going to take them out. The whole thing is mercy. You shouldn't say Elohim. Elohim means Hashem wants to punish somebody. Hashem is upset at somebody. Here it says the opposite. Hashem is going to talk very nicely to Moshe Rabbeinu, and He uses the word Elohim. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, listen. I see everything, I want you to go. And Moshe said, no. Tell me, why am I the qualified person and what qualification Am Yisrael have? It's a very, very strange thing to ask. If you know Hashem, if this is Moshe Rabbeinu, He knows his level, He already knew everything. While he was a teenager, he already killed an Egyptian with one of the names of Hashem. You don't talk to Hashem like this. You don't even talk to a rabbi like this. If you have respect for a rabbi, the rabbi tells you, I want you to go there. He says, why should I go? Who am I? The rabbi told you. If the rabbi tells you, let's go save this guy, he's in danger, he said, what's that reason that I should save him? Excuse me? What are you talking about? What else is to do for a Jew? And I'm still suffering in Egypt? And you ask us, and ask Hashem, why? So Hashem, with His humbleness, answers, and tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right, you know? Ki ehyeh imach, I will be with you. I don't know what it means exactly. Moshe did not know that Hashem is going to help him. Because Moshe knows it. It says, but you're asking me why I'm taking Am Yisrael out is because eventually you're going to come up here, down here, to Har Sinai. You're going to worship Hashem over here. It means I'm not taking them out all of a sudden because they suffer so much. All of a sudden, something else. Hashem gave introduction. Hashem said, I'm going to take them out because they suffer and they scream. And now, all of a sudden, Hashem said, you know what? The reason I'm taking them out, it's not because they're screaming. Didn't you say you heard them screaming? So because screaming, tell Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm taking them because they're screaming. What kind of question is, why am I taking them out? You're taking them out because they're screaming. So Hashem said, no, they're going to come to us. You know, okay, fine. And for 7 days, Moshe argued with Hashem. He doesn't want to go. It's a very strange thing. As much humble that you are, this is impossible. Just impossible. Impossible to argue with Hashem and delay the redemption for a year because of the Chachamim tell us, because Moshe argued with Hashem 7 days, then we're going to have to wait now next year. At the same time, Hashem met Moshe Rabbeinu, because Hashem is going to take Am Yisrael out only on that day, and that day Moshe Rabbeinu argued and delayed it. Now, we can delay that one. And Moshe might know this thing, but doesn't give up. Makes Hashem angry at the end. He says, listen, I want to tell you something. You're supposed to be a Kohen. No, you're not going to be no more Kohen. You're going to be a Levi. Your brother's going to be a Kohen. But does this do anything? I don't want to go, and I'm not qualified. I cannot talk. I started to send somebody else better than me. Said, you know what? You're not a Kohen. What is it with a Kohen? You can tell me it's something else. Hashem said, Hashem changed his mind, let me say. It was a very strange thing. Hashem changes his mind. Moshe is supposed to be a Kohen, now it's going to be a Levi. Okay. And the Torah tells Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, you know, you go down there to Egypt, you go down there, you take Aaron with you. And Hashem told Moshe, there are certain things to do, certain signs, miracles to do, in front of Israel, for Israel to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe is going to come, and say, please, Hashem tells him, take the elderly people around, take them with you, they're going to go to Paro, you tell Paro. The Torah tells us, Moshe came down to Egypt, he goes to Paro, Paro says, nothing, not letting you out, not letting children, not letting Am Yisrael out, lazy people. Not only that, Paro used to supply straw for us to make bricks. And I don't know what happened, all of a sudden, Paro said, forget about it, I'm not giving you bricks. Store either for the bricks. What happened? Why don't you give them? What happened? I just ask a question. Please send my people out because my master Hashem said to do it. So not only Paul doesn't listen, puts more pressure and more punishment on Israel. The Torah tells us how are we going to get now straw? So the Jews had to go around to look for straw. They couldn't find straw. They went to people's backyard to get straw, and the Egyptians used to come outside and hit them. Were you stealing straw from me? Same problem. Torah says, Yashav Moshe El Hashem. Moshe came back to Hashem. Came back. What does it mean, came back? Where did he go back? Where did you go back? In the text. I said, Hamazesh Lachtani, why did you send me? I told you I don't want to go. Since I came, as Bati Parol Dabar B'Shmecha, Ralam, things got worse. Why did you send me? Hashem is, if I may say, a little bit upset. Elokim Moshe said, listen, you will not be able to go to Eretz Israel, forget about it. Finished. You're done. Done with the job. You'll be able to take the vows, but never to Eretz Israel. And the Gemara says, Elohim, Midatadim wanted so called even to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. How dare you coming back? How dare you to speak to Hashem like this? He said, I told you I don't want to go. I told you things got worse. Listen, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't speak to a Rav like this. You speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this. What happened to you? What happened? So Gemara said, well, Moshe stayed alive because he did not ask for himself anything. And was just worried about Am Yisrael. So therefore, even though he spoke with no respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called waived it and be patient with him because he didn't speak for himself. He spoke for Am Yisrael. He said, look, Am Yisrael is being suffered. Story of the Torah. As the Zohar said, you should know the secret. It chas v'shalom to think you read the parasha, that's the story. Of course, it happened, the story. The Rosh Hashanah in the Zohar says, He is upset, Rabbi Shlomo Yochai, upset. And people take it for granted, the story, the way they learn it in the kindergarten and in school, they say, oh, that's a story, okay, big of redemption. Far away from that. So that's how the Torah starts. Bereshit bara Elokim et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz. So the Ari says like this, this world came after the world before us. The world before us was something very similar. Just the people in this world used to be the animals from the world before, and animals from this world used to be people from the world before. And that world stood also for 6,000 years, and Hashem destroyed it. As the Gemara says, Hashem created and destroyed a lot of worlds. We don't know how many. Maybe some people knew. Ari didn't say how many. But Ari did say, prior to this world was another world. Rosh Midat HaChesed, the world was running by kindness. Kindness is, the name of Hashem, it's called Kel. Aleph and Lamed. And it says, do what you want, you won't get punished so well. At the end, Hashem so-called decided just to destroy it, but there was no punishment. There was no Torah as well, of course. This world, says the Ari, but the Gemara says, but the Torah says, Bereshit bara Elokim. Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world Elokim. It means now, this world is not a free ride. Now it's very strict. Be careful. Let's call Elokim. And this is the beginning, what we call chapter 2, even though we shouldn't call it chapter 2, because really the Goyim made the chapters. We should not really use them. It's a whole mistake people use chapters. It's easy for us. Like in the Torah, if you look in the Torah, there's no chapters. The Goyim made it. Not only they made it, they made some chapters not in the right spot. Some chapters are not the right spot. It's the Goyim, they understand. It's the right place, eh? You follow the chapters, you see, sometimes it's in the middle of the episode. It's not nothing. So if we say, with that permission, chapter 2, it says, Ede, Kudoshmai Maz, Yomokim, Yomokim, Erad V'Shamayim. It says to Gemara, look, Rabbi it says, another name of Hashem. It says, Hashem and Elokim. Hashem and Elokim? Did you tell me Bereshit bara Elokim? I said, well, yeah, I'll tell you what happened. In the beginning, Hashem had in mind this world should run only by Elokim, only very strict. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought over, if he may say such a thing, he said, nah, the world will be able to exist. If a person does something that it's not supposed to, it's going to get punished on the spot. And then Hashem said, you know what, let me so-called, you say it in the right way, make a partner. Shitef bo midat harachamim. It means Hashem, you know what's that? It's true what you learned before. Bereshit bara Elokim, Hashem created this world with Elokim, with strict number 86. Now you have also number 26. Join 86. That's what it means. It means shouldn't be so strict. It means like, you know, your soup. You have a soup, you know, a soup without a good spice. And it doesn't taste so good. So you put another spice inside, it's good. That's your explanation. That's what they teach us, okay? Then the Torah continues. And with the Torah you follow, most of the time fits if, according to our understanding. Everything, something's not so good, it says Elokim, and everything is good. Is what called Yud Kei Vav Kei. We pronounce it Amunai, but it's Hashem's name, four letters, Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei. It's called Ilan Kadosh. That's the main name of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it says, when you want to have good things, this name, so-called, Hashem's so-called method behavior comes this way. When he's strict, this way. So when you read about the Mabul, for example, when the Mabul says, Elokim, 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 Then after Noach was in the Teva, says the Torah, Vayizkor Elokim et Noach. Says the Gemara, excuse me, what does it mean? It means Hashem remembered Noach. It's the Gemara, Hashem remembered Noach because Noach behaved in the Teva. Not like his son and the crow and the dog. He behaved very nicely, but all the animals behaved, and that's why Hashem writes in the Torah that he's going to take Noach out. Otherwise, Noach will be in the Teva forever. The reason why Hashem took Noach out is because by Zikor Elokim et Noach, Hashem remembered Noach. Comes the Gemara and says, excuse me, should be Vayizkor Hashem et Noach, not Elokim. Elokim is very strict. You tell me that Noach was in the Teva. Most of the times in the Torah, Parashat Noach, it says Elokim, before the Mabul, most of the times. And now you want to release him from the Teva. You want to release him because he's good behavior. Good behavior, you don't say Elohim released him. You say Hashem released him. Because Elohim is very strict. You want to tell what it is. The Tzadikim, they have a power to change so-called Hashem's Elohim. That means very strict. To be, if we say, merciful. Look, Hashem says in the Torah, Hashem wrote in the Torah on purpose. That who remembered Noah? Doesn't say Hashem, it says Elohim. I say, why? This is because Noah's behavior, so-called change, Hashem's idea, method, Hashem's behavior, whatever you want to call it. Okay? And Rashaim do the opposite, the Gemara says, Rashaim, they change even Hashem's way of mercy. Oh, yes. Okay, fine. That's the way on the surface. When you read Tehillim, tens of times in Tehillim, say the word Elohim that refers to mercy. A lot of times. I'll give you one example, for example. We say, Bani Tfilati, Lecha Hashem, Et Ratzon. Elohim Barov Chazdecha. Say Elohim with a lot of kindness. Sorry. Should be Hashem Barov Chazdecha. You follow the Hillim? The day of Tuesday. It says it's a good day, Kitov, Pamaim Kitov, too. It says that you read the Tehillim, Tuesday, the whole thing, almost all things, Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. It's more we say in the morning, and before Baruch Shamar, Elohim Yochanenu Bivarchenu. It's not Elohim Yochanenu, Hashem Yochanenu. You should say Hashem. It says no, Elohim. Elohim is very dangerous name, very dangerous method of Hashem. Very dangerous. But Tzadikim changed it. Why did it change it? Why does it even change it? Because the miracle of the word Elohim is 86. It means the method of Hashem. That's mine? Oh, sorry. I heard something fell. Yeah. Sorry. 86, if you divide into two numbers, 65 and 21, they also 86. What does it mean exactly? Number 65 refers to one of Hashem's name. It's called Amunai, Alef Dal Nun Yud, my master. And 21, this is the name of the crown of Hashem. It's Alef Hei, Beyud, and Hei. Combination, so-called, of the kingdom of Hashem, as David HaMelech, and the crown of Hashem, as also Elohim. So that's the secret. 86 is a very, very, very dangerous. But on the other hand, 86 is also good. If you are at that point let you accept Hashem as your master. And then Hashem is going to put his crown on you. So that's the secret. Bereshit bara Elokim l'shamayim et ha'aretz. Just on the surface. Bereshit bara Elokim, Hashem did create this world with very strict. But read chapter 2, Hashem added something. Yud and hey, vav and hey. A mixture. No. It's deeper than that. What's the depth of it? If you add 86 to 26, it's 112. 86 to 26 is 112. The Ari says, based on the Zohar, 112 is a very, very good number. The numerical value is one of Hashem's name is called Yabok. And 112, you divide it to 2 and to 3. If you divide 112 to 2, is 86 plus 26. You can divide it to 3. As we said before. You can divide it into 21 and 26. No. 21 and 65 and 26. That's the secret. Bereshit bara Elokim l'shamayim et ha'aretz. Hashem created this world with 86. Hold it, hold it. 86 for the Rasha'im. For the Tzadik, him is 86 is a very good number. That's the secret. You should know Kiddush. You have to take a cup, make Kiddush Shabbat. Why are you holding a cup in your hand? Why you do Kiddush? Why are you holding the wedding? And Brit Milah, Brit Yonah Ben. For what? What is a cup? You need a cup. You're looking for a cup. Cost is short to some. Cost is short to some. Sorry. Cost, numerical value is 86. Not so good. Not so good. The one says, Mashiach will come, David HaMelech is going to hold a cup in his hand. And you say, Rabbi Al-Gefer. The one says like this, I won't tell you. The one says, I won't tell you something, Gemara says. Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to bring a cup to Avraham Avinu. He's going to tell Avraham Avinu, you want to say bracha? Avraham says, no, I can't say bracha. I had the Machshimo Ishmael. Remember. You have to remember that Gemara says Hashem regrets made Ishmael. Remember. It's a Gemara in Sukkah. It's not a joke. Hashem said he regrets he made them, all these Arabs. Not only that, it's worse than that. The Gemara says like this. Hashem saved Yaakov, Avraham Avinu from the fire of Zchut Yaakov Avinu. Says Gemara, excuse me. Pasuk, Shebada, Hashem saved. Says Avraham Avinu, threw himself in the fire. He needs to have Yaakov? Without Yaakov? What do you mean? Avraham threw himself in the fire, age 48. Gemara says, Bizchut Yaakov Avinu, it's Pasuk. In Yirmiyahu, I don't remember now. The Gemara says, Avraham Avinu should got burned in the fire because he's going to have a son Ishmael. The reason why Hashem said Avraham Avinu is because he's going to have a grandson Yaakov. That's how much Hashem hates Arabs, Ishmael. So Gemara says, Hashem will ask Avraham Avinu, can you say bracha on the cup? He says, no, I had Ishmael. Yitzchak, could you say? No. I can't. I had Esau. Yaakov, could you say? He said, no, I married two sisters. David Amir says, I can say it. He said, you're going to have a cup. We need a cup. What cup? You have to get out of the cup. We need the cup. And why David Amir can say that? Because the cup is 86. And 86 again is also two other names of Hashem. 86 is Elohim. Yeah, but you can divide Elohim into two things. Two so-called Adni is called Amunai, 65. Plus Aleph and Hey and Yud and Hey, it's only David can do it. Because David is Malchut, he can do it. So that's the secret. Hashem created this world, again Elohim, 86. again, 86 can be good. So that's Tzadikim. Because they accept Hashem as a king. And then Hashem puts the crown on them, they become 86. Well, but not everybody's Tzadik. You know what Hashem said? I have another solution for you. Add 26 and 86. Elohim, to Yudkevav, it's 112. 112? I said, tell you what, 112. 112 really means three names of Hashem. And 65 Adni, and Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey is called Mercy, and Aleph and Hey, and Yud and Hey is the crown. And it says, this is 112. That's a secret issue. It goes through the whole thing. Dusha, the Ari said, for them, Dusha. We say, Kadosh, Kadosh, the first letter is Kuf. Say, Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo, the first letter is Bet. We say, Imloch is Yud. Is that 112? You have to have it in mind, 112. The whole tefillah, you have to have it in mind. It's a lot of times in the tefillah, he pointed out. Say, Hashem, Melech, Ya'aninu B'yom Korenu, Hashem, help us, help us. Say, Ya'aninu B'yom Korenu, the first letter of Ya'aninu is Yud, B'yom is Bet, Korenu is Kuf. And it says again, it's called Yabok, it's called 112. Have this in mind all the time. So what is it? What is this? This is so-called and translation. What Hashem said, I created this world with those two names, the mixture of Elohim and Yudkevav. That's the secret of our life. Here we go back to the parasha, you understand it, but it's called the Book of Redemption. The Torah says, okay, Moshe went and he met HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the bush, an angel. Svayar Hashem kisar lirot, Yudkevav, name of mercy. ויקרא אליו אלוקים מתוך הסנה. אלוקים is calling משה רבנו. It is the mixture. Together, those two names is 112. But Hashem is not so happy because he didn't behave in Egypt. No Brit Milah, we went to the theater over there, went to the circus over there, we worshiped Avodah Zarah a little bit. So Moshe, I want to tell you something. You heard me, right? Elohim. So, but I'm telling you now, I told myself I have to take them out. It's not going to take them out. Because Elohim is 86. But 86 is really two names. It's called Master. I'm a Master, but also is the crown of me. I'm going to take them out. Moshe asked, listen, Hashem, I don't understand, why am I? So you know why you are? Why are you asking? Because Moshe doesn't have so much mercy. Moshe is very strict. He killed this Egyptian. Moshe's head is straight. He wants this world to run on creation. Shit bara Elohim. He is right because he knows what's going to happen. He's going to come out of Egypt complaining. 80% of the Jewish people will die in the darkness. The other 20% will die in the desert. He knows everything. And says, I don't think I'm the right candidate. And actually, when he says to Hashem, send Eliyahu Navi, send Pinchas. Hashem said, you know what? I will be with you. But Hashem uses the word Eheyeimach. 21. I will be with you. It means you, Moshe, will come down. And actually, the Torah will tell us later, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, be patient. Cancel Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Eventually, Moshe will not go to Eretz Israel because he was upset. He said the wrong things. The Gemara says six times Hashem told him, you didn't behave. Again, what do you mean I didn't behave? It was too strict. Shimon Amorim. He hit the rock. He said, Kamtem tachat avotechem anashim chataim, tabut anashim chataim. Moshe is right, 100%. But, Hashem said, you know what? You go, I'll be with you. It means you'll be able to control it. It means you'll be a bit lenient. But I'm Israeli asking, what is good? You also right. No Brit Mila. It blah blah blah. I tell you what, they're going to go to Har Sinai. And Har Sinai says, the Bible came, the Ten Commandments was going to be given by Elohim. Why Elohim? Again? Yeah, but it's Elohim. Yeah. You behave, nothing will happen to you. Bezat Hashem, one day you come to Har Sinai, it's going to be two names of Hashem. Perfect. He said, okay, I'm going to go. No, wait, I can't do it. I don't know. I'm not a candidate. He argued with Hashem because he knows he cannot deliver it, because he believed Bereshit Bara Elohim. The world has to be strict. They said Singapore. Nobody cleans the streets over there. Somebody throws something on the street, on the floor, immediately being arrested. In Japan, no drugs. Somebody had drugs. 100 years in jail, finished. Be lenient. The world is not running the right track. And the other hand, Hashem said, the world cannot exist. So-called, it's a dialogue between Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I cannot deliver it. I'm sorry. I can't deliver it. So what's going to happen? They're all going to die. They're all going to die. And you see, even Moshe, in the time that he prayed to Hashem after the golden calf, it really was for nothing. Because it's true, he didn't die. The following year, they all died. I mean, the next 40 years, they all died. All these 600,000 people that Hashem wants, so-called, to kill them, to vanish them, after the golden calf, Moshe prayed. What happened to them? Following year, the spies came back. What happened? Hashem said, they're all going to die. It's the same 600,000. Empty. But nevertheless, that's Hashem. Can't Chas Sholem. But this is what people have in mind. Sometimes it's like the Satan goes inside the person. And how did Moshe have it? Because the Gemara tells us a story that Paro came with the decree to throw all the babies into the Nile. Amram, the Rambam says, Bugilol Ador. Amram divorced his wife. They had already Miriam and Aaron. I said, what? We're going to have a baby? And Paro's going to kill him? Divorce his wife. Then Miriam came over to him and said, Papa, maybe you have Mashiach. And Miriam was a Nevi'ah, because Miriam was a Nevi'ah. So I'm going to listen to her. But it was a major mistake on his part. What's the mistake? Mistake was, the Gemara says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was one of the biggest tzaddikim he ever had. The Bechu wanted to make a Mashiach. Biggest tzaddikim. Navi says, one day came to Mishayahu HaNavi and tells him, you're going to die. Chizkiyahu said, I'm going to die. What is it? He didn't get married. But this, you don't deserve death. You don't get married. You don't die for that. Benazai was divorced. You don't get punished if you don't want to get married. He said, no, you're right. You don't die because you didn't get married. You're going to die because of something else. Why don't you want to get married? He says, it's because I see Baruch HaKodesh was Navi, Chizkiyahu, that I have a son, very bad son, Menashe. I have a bad son. Even though in Gan Eden, the Zohar says he's higher than Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov today. Menashe. Higher than. Nevertheless, I'm not going to get married, but to have a son like this. Gangster. Killed hundreds of thousands of people. Minyat Yerushalayim Bedam, put a statue in Kodesh HaKodeshim. She said, that's why you're not going to die. Because you're trying to fix Hashem. What kind of a joke is this? You're not going to get married because you see, you know, Hashem told you to get married. That's not a problem. Where do you get it, Chizkiyahu? From Amram. That's how Moshe got it, in the genes. That you don't help Hashem. Don't help him. Even though you mean 100%. The Zohar says, the Ari says, the Zohar says, Korach was right with Machloket with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Korach said, Moshe Rabbeinu today is not strict enough. We have to be like me. He is a Levi. That's why he's a Levi. That's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be a Levi. Because Zohar says the Kohanim are very kind. The Zohar says the Kohanim did not slaughter animals in Beit HaMikdash. Only the Levim slaughtered. Only on Yom HaKippurim, Kohen HaGadol used to slaughter. Also didn't finish the whole thing. And that's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you, district. Aaron is going to be the Kohen, not you. You're going to be Levi. And that's what triggered the whole thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu believed in that so much. It says that that's how the story goes all the time. And then at the end of Parasha, Moshe goes to Paro, Paro doesn't listen. There's a secret why doesn't listen. What happened? Of course, simple explanation. Now Israel, they believe in Hashem, but everybody continues to do Avodah Zarah. They have the Avodah Zarah in the pockets. Avodah Zarah built by Yam, in Yam Suf. Hashem tells Yechezkel HaNavi, the last 800 years they have Avodah Zarah. Most of them. Can do Brit Milah? How can you go to Israel without Brit Milah? Moshe goes to Hashem. It says, if you read the parasha, over there it says Hashem, not the first time. Moshe refers to Hashem as my master, not as a Yud and a Hei, Vav and a Hei. Hashem, 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 it's Alev, Dalev, Alev, Yud. Master, master, master. Strict. And he goes back. He goes back to his father-in-law place where there is the last place before he went to Egypt. He says, I can't do it, I can't do the job. That's your problem. You don't want to do the job? You're not going to go to Israel. You're right, you're going to do the job. Because to go to Israel, you have to have a lot of mercy. You can't. But nevertheless, the Zohar says, when Mashiach will come, Moshe will come on the cloud. From one side, Mashiach will come from the other side. You need Moshe, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Zohar doesn't tell you a story, what happened, and look with Moshe, 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 Moshe. Moshe is called Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not that he devoted himself to us, but he wants us to be on the right track. And the Zohar says, if you learn Torah Moshe, Mashiach will come because Moshe was right in his ideas, but he cannot just apply it because Amisrael will not be able to hold such a thing. Even though it's going to happen. If Moshe changed, and Moshe changed himself in this and this. Hashem told him, you have to give respect to Paro. You have to love everybody, be nice to everybody. Even they're going to stone you, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Even they're going to come and stone you, be patient. Trying very hard, very hard. He tried very hard to be patient all the time. Because inside him is burning. He's burning. He wants to do the best thing for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah. Shekhinah begaluta. It says redemption, the book of redemption, yeah. The book of redemption is, the Chaim say, is to change Hashem's name Elohim from 86 to two parts, to 65 and 21. I said, Tzadikim change it. Tzadikim, when you behave, Hashem will change so called this world from Elohim to Elohim in Yudke Vavke. It's going to be 112. Amen.
Kaddish?